Well, not being a smoker, I can't think of it now.
All right. The short white ones and the long, well, some people smoke pipes, others smoke what?
Cigars.
Yeah, and what else?
Cigarettes.
Okay. Now, what is an enclosed room designed to receive maximum sunlight called?
A room?
An enclosed room designed to receive maximum sunlight.
Could be the sun parlor.
Okay. Now, what's the room called, what term does people, or some people give to an informal room in the house that is used for relaxation, TV viewing, and other recreational activities?
A den, a recreation room.
All right, what is a room called that has a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower?
A half bath.
What kinds of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment have you had in your house?
Yeah, how far you want to go back?
As far as you want to go back.
Well, that was the old days when they had the grate, the open grate to heat the house, then the pot-bellied stove, and then there was the steam heat, the radiator type, and then the forced air that we have today.
Okay, the forced air is done primarily by means of a what?
A furnace.
Okay. How is the heat circulated in the house in winter?
By the furnace. It has a fan that circulates the air.
All right, in air-conditioned houses, is the same equipment used in the summer?
The burner is not used. The furnace is being used, but not the burners.
What do you call a house having three or more rooms arranged in a line? All right, you got a house having three or more rooms arranged in a line. What are these houses called?
Well, go back to the old days. A shotgun house.
All right. When all the doors are open, you can look in the front and see out the back. So it's
see clean through them.
What do you call a house with two separate rooms or parts, usually single rooms, connected by a roof covering the open area between the rooms?
Make it awful complicated. What's this?
All right. What do you call a house with two separate rooms or parts, usually single rooms, connected by a roof covering the open area between the rooms?
What are these, apartments?
Okay, the term we're looking for is a dog trot house. I'm not familiar.
I'm not familiar with that one either.
All right, what do you call a house with a long entry hall that is set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room? A house with a long entry hall that is set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room. So you got this entry hall, and then of course it's set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room.
Fred, I don't know that.
Okay.
What are they looking for?
Well, a hall and parlor house or a flying nail.
Oh.
Have you seen other small houses of distinctive designs? What do they call? You know of any other terms referred to other small houses? And we mentioned the shotgun house and of course the dog trot, etc. Do you know of any other terms that are referred to small houses of distinctive design?
Small, how small when you say small?
I would gather two, three rooms, maybe four.